Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, which apps have gone red? Turns out all of them.
And why? Plus, Square's teaming up with Apple Pay. Dropbox Carousel comes to the iPad. And WhatsApp with iOS 8?
WhatsApp? I see what you did there.
WhatsApp with the up.
All that and ICANN has cheeseburger on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by SmartThings. SmartThings lets you control and monitor your home from anywhere in the world using your smartphone. To get started, visit smartthings.com/twit and you'll save 10% off any home security or solution kit when you use the code TWIT10 at checkout. And by Jack Irwin. Jack Irwin sells men's shoes made from the finest materials at honest prices. And then they ship them right to your door. Check out their shoe collections at jackirwin.com/twit. That's jackirwin.com/twit. And by Blue Apron. Blue Apron will send you all the ingredients to cook fresh, delicious meals with simple step-by-step instructions right to your door. See what's on the menu this week and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's blueapron.com/twit. Yes, it's the bronchial cough edition of iPad Today. Sarah Lane, Leo Laporte.
I'm a little under the weather today,
Leo.
You sound
a little under the weather.
Well, I am.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It kind of makes my throat husky like Kim Carnes.
It's sexy.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sound like an old smoking grandma. I should be vaping.
Total eclipse of the heart.
That's not Kim Carnes.
No, but it's the same sound. Bonnie Tyler?
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
I never really got that song.
Like, she's got better Davis eyes.
No, that's Kim Carnes. Yeah.
Not quite, but close.
I always liked that song. You know what? That song is fun at karaoke.
Betty
because
Davis
you
eyes?
Just basically like sound like you're hawking up a loogie the whole time, and it works.
And you can do this.
She's precocious.
She's atrocious.
Don't make me
Don't. Sorry, stop. So, yeah, it is cold and flu season.
And
it
I
is
got
also
it.
Thanksgiving week and Black Friday week.
Yeah, I don't ever do that.
Yeah, I don't ever do
that.
Yeah,
I don't really do...
How many times have I heard you say that?
What?
Yeah.
That I don't do Black Friday?
I don't ever do that. No, Black Friday, right. So the... I don't do it either. And the thing is, it's no longer just Friday. It's Black Week, Black Month, Black Year. All the retailers, especially the online retailers, have started putting their deals up already.
Yeah, because then there's Cyber Monday, which is the Monday
also,
after the
also
Friday after
made
Thanksgiving.
Up. Yeah.
I don't like any of that stuff. I don't enjoy the idea of crowds while shopping.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't care what day it is.
Somebody put up a nice little meme, I think it was on Google Plus, where they had a picture of an empty classroom. It said PTA meeting. They had a picture of an empty polling place. It said Election Day. Then they had a picture outside of Walmart on Black Friday. This is America's priorities. Everybody shows up for that.
And then now there's like a backlash, right? Because people are like, those Walmart employees shouldn't have to work. Everyone should stop doing that.
Well, you know what? I beg to differ because I like to go to restaurants on Thanksgiving. And somebody has to work to cook my turkey.
And
right?
It might as well be a Walmart employee.
No, I'm just saying that there will always be people who work on Thanksgiving. And I, as coming from... radio as I do, I always worked holidays. I still work weekends.
Yeah, right.
That
right.
sometimes happens. You know, people work Christmas Day,
there
too.
There are certain industries that, you know,
just, you accept
when I used to bag groceries, we were closed on Christmas Day, but we were open on Thanksgiving.
I would
sure,
hope the grocery
people
store.
Yeah. They got to get last-minute cranberry
right.
sauce.
Oh, crap. I forgot the turkey.
Yeah.
Run to the grocery store.
Yeah,
you can't do that, can you? Last-minute turkey.
Well, if somebody else cooked it.
I was over at Petaluma Market, because Thanksgiving is 4 days away still. But I saw some big Willy Birds in that, those big turkeys. John likes those Willy Birds. I saw those big Willy Birds in the, that's our Sonoma County turkey.
Correct. Willy Bird.
In the butcher's thing. But I had to think, I was looking at it, I thought, you know, I bet I couldn't just go there and I'll say I'll take that, because I bet you those are all reserved by people like your mom who plan ahead.
Yes. She's a planner aheader.
Yeah, most people are.
I think she has Whole Foods.
Adults are plan aheaders. I'm still basically 8 years old, as you probably noticed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day, in fact. I'm always reminded of that.
What is our topic of the day? I think it's a good one.
Well, I was going to say it's weird. It's not weird at all.
It's great.
It's unusual because, as I do, I think over the weekend usually, before iPad Today, which airs on Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, what should our theme be this week? What would Leo like? And then sometimes I read some of your emails.
You don't ever think what would Leo like.
Sometimes I do.
Do you?
Not all the time, but sometimes I do. Occasionally. And then I read your emails of emails that you send us, and you guys have a lot of themes. Although sometimes you'll suggest a theme that we just like already did. So I think, So I thought, you know, let's just get a little inspiration from the App Store. And once you go into the App Store, let's just go into the features section, you notice that everything is red.
Why is that?
Apps for red. Now, if you're not familiar with what red is, I don't know if you call it an initiative, an organization.
Bono's associated with it, right?
Correct. In fact, remember way back in the day when you could get like a red iPod?
There was a red iPod. It was the U2 iPod.
And it cost a little bit more, but proceeds went to basically HIV and AIDS research.
Well, I'll give you, yes, because it's Product Red, and there are a bunch of groups behind it. And I'll give you an example. We bought a Product Red cover for Elisa's new iPad.
Yeah.
Partly because she likes the color red more.
Yeah, that's...
But the nice thing is, whenever there is something that's a product red, it benefits AIDS research.
Correct.
AMFAR and other organizations. Is it AMFAR? That it benefits?
I don't want to say yes and be wrong.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good thing to do.
Very much.
It's an initiative that's raised a lot of money over time. And I think it's nice. So these are apps.
For
red.
Yeah, and this is great because what it is for a limited time. If you buy an app that isn't free, a portion, and in some cases all of the proceeds, I guess the developers get to choose that if they're working with the App Store, goes towards Project Red rather than in the developers' hands. What's weird about it though is that you think like, well, that's awesome. You got apps for red. That's cool. You got games for red, so this is the apps aren't changing, but the money's being distributed.
It'll be an app you already have,
right? But then it's like I'm like, be fab, save lives. Is that Kim Kardashian?
It is indeed
Kim Kardashian Hollywood. Okay, so I've actually downloaded this before, but I've deleted it because I couldn't live with myself. Help fight AIDS simply by becoming a star. From now through December 7th, a selection of exclusive red items ranging from Beats Solo HD headphones to apparel will be donated to the Global Fund.
Isn't that nice?
All right, so all you have to do is be a star on the Kim Kardashian Hollywood Walk of Fame, and you help fight AIDS. I don't know. It seemed like kind of a strange combination, but...
It's a nice tie-in because actually Kim spends a lot of time on the red carpet.
Does it work that way?
I don't know. Look, there's a kitchen...
We should note, Kitchen Stories recipes. I've never downloaded this before, but you know how I feel about recipe apps. You notice that a free button, when an app is free, has been changed to get. What do you think about that?
That's a requirement of the European Union, and Google had to do the same thing, too. The reason is that these are apps with in-app purchases. Oh, look. See, here's the Kim Kardashian product red, now has an introduction. There's Kris Jenner explaining... What's going on with red and all of that? So
she's a strange-looking person.
Yeah, and then it went black.
Oh,
well, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Just completely. It's Project Black now. It's that's sad. Is this broken? All right. Well, sometimes it's slacktivism. Somebody said.
So this is actually kind of neat.
Kind of makes you feel good without actually doing anything.
Right. This is Kitchen Stories. I just downloaded it. And actually, this is sort of a limited time version of the app. You say, start cooking, save lives, help us deliver AIDS-free generation, our holiday recipe selection now, and let's end AIDS. 100% of proceeds go to Red's fight against AIDS. So you go like, all right, that's just amazing. Leo, did you just drop your iPad on the floor?
I unscrewed it, apparently.
Well, that's...
You talk while I screw.
Okay, we were just talking about turkeys, weren't we?
Yeah, look
roasted that. Juicy turkey. Mm. Who's in? I am.
You don't want a red turkey, though.
Oh, so this is actually you know, a roasted juicy turkey. No, yes, correct. You don't want a red turkey.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
This is actually kind of cool. Okay, so you've got a little quote here about, you know,
Michael.
How it's
he's a doctor and a father.
He's a doctor and a father.
Kind of an unusual combination.
You've got medium amount of difficulty because it's going to take a while, right? A crap ton of protein, also a crap ton of fat, and you need about 2 hours.
It's just a turkey.
Well, you know,
don't ask questions about turkeys.
I'm merely stating what I'm reading, okay? Over on the left-hand side, you've got videos, how to chop herbs. Now, see, that's actually how to cut up a whole chicken. So I've never understood
You know what?
This.
That's the best thing in the world.
Because I don't
have any...
I told
you about
any...
this. The Julia Child video on YouTube on how to cut up a whole chicken is must reading.
But
this is not that.
But this is actually quite nice because I don't...
You need this.
I've never carved a chicken.
Look at that. You learn
Although
this
isn't carving because it's still
well,
raw.
They're going to make it parts. So this is what you'd have your butcher do, but
well, or no, but this is teaching you how to do it yourself.
You should do it yourself, and
right.
This is in
Why
if
not?
You go to culinary school, this is a whole class. On,
I know
on
knife
carving.
Skills,
knife
and
skills.
Stuff
that's right,
like that.
Knife skills,
and that's something that I never got. I don't have any knife skills. I just use the same serrated knife for literally everything.
Well, that's because you brought a turkey to a knife fight.
That's right. You know, I have to say, this is, okay, all right, you get the idea. But then we got the ingredients here. You can go ahead and add to the shopping list. I don't know what this is. Oh, I see. All right, it's a little bit of a converter here, if depending on how you like your recipes to be. And then, ooh, a wine tip. Now, that's cool.
Ooh.
Especially because as much as I like wine, I'm sorry, I have to cough really quickly. So sorry. As much as I like wine, I never really know what to pair with what. I guess meat and red are supposed to, I don't know.
Kind of the tradition.
It's kind of nice to get a tip, though.
Thanksgiving would be the Beaujolais Nouveau, you know.
Cece, you know more about that than me. Ooh, a little stuffing. My mom makes really good stuffing. Mm. Mom, could you please make your own stuffing this year?
Are you going to Mom's for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Where
That's
else would
nice.
I go?
I'm going to the Niners game for Thanksgiving.
Are you? Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, I'll be watching the Niners game.
You will.
So,
it's a big, big game.
It'll be like we're all together.
Niners Hawks.
This is a great app. This is awesome.
One of the things you'll notice is that many of your existing apps have gone red. We mentioned the Kim Kardashian. Here's Angry Birds, and you probably, if you're an Angry Birds fan, already seen that there is a special series of levels by Red Saves Lives. These are product Red. Levels. 100% of the proceeds go to Red's fight against AIDS, $2.99. And in many cases, these are one-time only levels. They're not available forever. Red's mighty feathers in every level.
I have to say, I'm kind of impressed that so many apps are participating.
It's amazing. Well,
I mean, unless you think that Apple somehow put together
them.
These splash pages.
You play Monument Valley, right? Who doesn't love Monument Valley? This is one of the great games. Was this your app, Cap? I think it was.
I think it was yours.
Was it? Oh, I love this game.
I don't know who's
so,
who anymore.
If you play Monument Valley, you might notice the icon has gone red. And if you take a look at the levels you can buy, there's a new package, Ida's Red. And red is always written parenthesis, red.
Mm-hmm.
One final chapter to fight AIDS available from now, again, through December 7th. That's why I think maybe Apple does have a little to do with this. Apple's always been a big supporter of product red. Ida's Red Dream has won a special final chapter of Monument Valley. And again, 100% of your purchase goes to Product Red to fight for an AIDS-free generation, red.org. And if you, and I think it was, usually it's inexpensive. I think this was 99 cents.
This must be something that Apple put together and then gave to the developers. Because it's got everything so uniform looking.
Now, I'm wondering, somebody in the chat room is saying, is this only in the U.S.? Are you not seeing it in other countries? Maybe there are... Restrictions. I don't know.
I don't know.
If you haven't played Monument Valley, look at this. First of all, it's kind of a whole different look for Monument Valley.
I don't think this was my app, Cap. I think it was yours.
Is it mine? I love this game. So it's a puzzle game. The idea is you can move things around.
It's pretty.
Yeah. Oh, well, then this is even kind of in a way more pretty. Looks like a tough level here.
You're good at this.
No, I'm not. It's always challenging. Somehow we have to get to these stairs.
See, as anyone who watches the show knows, these are the kind of games that make me insane.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't an action game. You could sit here and ponder it for a while.
Yeah.
And a lot of what's fun about Monument Valley is it turns your world on its head. Oh, there we go. Oh, I have to spin that probably. Yeah.
Now, Rosemary says in chat that they have the Red App Store in the UK.
Okay, good.
It would surprise me if you didn't have it in the UK.
So a lot of your apps will have
Canada
gone
as
red.
Well. Yeah, so I
if you look for the red icons on your apps, you might some of them are red anyway. But you might
now they're really
now
red.
Now there are a lot of them are red actually.
Flipboard is twice as red.
Yeah. But at least for those two, they changed the icon for Monument Valley so you'd kind of know that something was going on there.
Now, Leo,
and
I've
Angry
been...
Birds, look at that. The bird is in parentheses.
That's so strange. And then it's just going to change its icon when after December 7th, I guess, right?
But if you want to get these special levels, I think that's kind of a good come on because you could only get it for a couple of weeks. I think that's neat.
Do it.
By the way, at least on Monument Valley, if you bought the game recently, you will automatically get the new level. They're only going to charge people for the new level if you bought the game in more than a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. So, Leo, I haven't said anything about this little box.
Whoa,
that's to the right of me.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
No.
Okay, got it wrong.
But I am
what is
getting...
That?
Look at that. What color does that look like to you?
A golden iPad.
One golden pad.
So before the show, Sarah said she had this. And I predicted that what she would get is 128 gigabyte.
You can't really see it,
AT&T
but it's so gold.
Gold iPad. And I nailed it, right? It's top of the line.
Nailed it.
$950.
I love it so much. I love it so much.
Is it pretty?
Yeah.
Well, we needed to have... I elected not to upgrade to the Air 2.
Are you dead, iPad? Come on.
Oh, no, you have to
dead.
Turn it on. Remember, it's never been on.
No, sometimes they're already on.
Never been on.
Oh.
Ooh.
A virgin pad.
It's nice.
It's really nice.
Now, what is your advice? Normally, I tell people when you get a new iPad, the first thing to do is to take the old iPad, hook it up to the computer, and back it up.
Yep.
This is the one of the few times maybe you'll use a USB cable with your iPad, but you do want to do that because then your new iPad, you just hook it up. Activate it, and if you need to, and then you can restore the old iPad onto the new one, and all your apps will be there, all your settings will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure if you
could do that through iCloud as well.
So slow
it is.
It will take more than a day if you have any number of apps.
Because
it has to download them all. Although, I take it back.
I would take that long.
Even if you back up the apps, you still download new copies of the apps. Even if you do this iTunes backup, so. It probably, you're right, it probably isn't much longer. If you've always been backing up with iCloud, you probably can live with that. And that's what you do, right?
Yes. I back up through iCloud, although I'm going to have to buy more storage because I've hit my 20 gig cap.
Oh, wow.
Because I take a lot of videos. But for the purposes of this show, I always just restore the old iPad so that the new iPad is basically exactly like what I was using, but obviously with new hardware. But I don't necessarily think that's always what you should do. I know people sometimes say this is the opportunity to just start fresh.
I've got
apps I don't use. I don't like doing
that. You have to decide whether it's more of a pain to get the new, to keep the old and get the new. One thing that does do, if you encrypt the backup, and I strongly suggest you check that box, it will also back up your Wi-Fi passwords, things like
that. Mm-hmm. I'm in the U.S., choose a Wi-Fi. No, I'm not going to do all of that now. You know,
it's pretty.
A couple of weeks ago, though, we did do the blind test, and I didn't know what was what.
Right. No, you did, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Oh, then you have to give me that. You didn't win it.
Oh.
I'm very excited because I brought my blender today.
Oh.
And I thought we just...
Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you dare.
It feels nice.
It does feel nice. It
feels nice.
But I think it's psychological because it's new. You know, and you take the plastic wrap off and it feels so perfect.
You know, it's nice. It's charged 91% from the store, which is great.
Yeah.
Because it means you don't really you can actually start doing stuff right away.
I love it.
You want me to sign you in to the Twit Network?
Okay.
Sure. Why not? That way
I don't have to tell you the super secret
password.
What? I know it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I work here.
Oh, you work here?
Yeah,
oh,
I do.
Congratulations.
Ooh.
Yes, you do. Just teasing.
Yeah,
this is nice.
It's not a huge difference.
I like gold. I'm glad you got gold. I think that's pretty.
Well, you know, I had a gold iPhone, and now I'm back to silver. Space gray, as we call it, and now I've got the gold iPad. So
I
kind of do switch it up, and now I'm goldier than ever. So that works out nicely.
I'm gonna call you goldier than ever.
Good, do it.
There you go. I logged you in. You can now
I can
enjoy your new iPad.
I'm free to move about the iPad, huh? Let's. Oh,
so.
Gosh.
I didn't, as I was saying, I did not upgrade because I felt like there wasn't enough reason to upgrade. I didn't want to spend the anywhere from $500 to $1,000 on a new iPad. I'm perfectly happy with the Air 2.
And we've,
or the Air 1, I should say.
I think that's the consensus that we both came to is, yeah. Hey, if you're a couple generations back, you know, or if you're not using a Retina iPad, absolutely, this is going to be like the nicest iPad ever.
You know what Apple should have done?
But if you've got the first Air, this is a tough...
Should have done a red one.
That'd be cool.
I'd buy a red one. They did do the red cover. You can't get a product red cover. Shiny, though.
Shiny.
Are you going to get a more than the smart case? Are you going to get a regular? In fact, I think you got a case there, didn't you?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I don't know. I forget. Let's look. I don't care much about cases. I just want them to work.
You like the Apple smart case, though, right?
Red.
Yeah. So you got product red. Look at that.
I did. Did I? Yes.
Well, I think so.
It is a red one. I don't know if it's...
Doesn't say product red?
No. I think it's just red.
All right.
Anyway, so that was fun. My first unboxing.
Someone in the chat room saying, I have an iPad 2. Is there any reason to upgrade? And I think there is if you have an iPad older than the Air.
That's iPad 2 isn't Retina either.
It's not Retina.
So it really will make a big difference.
It's a low resolution. It's 1024 by 768. And I think the doubled Retina, it's almost doubled, makes a big difference. It's also lighter, and it's considerably faster. For now, iOS 8 does, I guess, run an iPad 2, but not well. So
no, and not well on new iPads and iPhones.
Really?
Well, I'm continuing to have weird issues with iOS 8.
I think we could talk about that.
But before we do, I just want to remind everybody that if you like certain apps that we ever mention on the show, and you didn't write down the name, and you're like, what did they? What was that? Just I just want that one app or just a link or something. You can always go to twit.tv/IPET. That is our show archive page. You can watch all of our episodes individually there. You can subscribe to the show with our handy subscription links, audio or video. Hey, man, if you want to listen to the show and not watch us with the iPad apps, I ain't mad at you. You do whatever you like. And then, yeah, there are links to apps and news items that we cover and all that good stuff. Last week's show was amazing, for example. What are you
Wouldn't
doing?
Wouldn't it be cool? I'm just thinking.
Okay.
It'd be so cool if from here I could check my dryer at home, see if the clothes are dry, and if they're not, say, go one more cycle.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
You can.
How?
Smart things.
What smart things?
Smart things is the solution for home automation. Maybe you remember their Kickstarter campaign to raise money. They raised a lot of money, and they created a much better way to automate your home. This is the SmartThings Hub. Everything starts here. It talks to not just other SmartThings stuff, but to stuff of all kinds using a variety of protocols. Your Hue lights from Philips, your Nest, your Wemo from Belkin. It'll talk to your Dropcam, your Logitech. And starting next year, it will be talking to your appliances, your Samsung appliances, including your refrigerators, your washers, your dryers, your air conditioners, even a robotic vacuum. Sarah's coming over tonight? Quick, go on my iPhone, start the robotic vacuum. Wouldn't that be cool? That's home automation.
Yeah.
Now, it all starts here at the SmartThings website. If you go to smartthings.com/twit, they have two kinds of kits to start with. The solutions kits and the security kits. Now, the idea is that everything starts with the hub. So you get a hub in all these kits. But then you get a variety of smart things controls that go with that hub to do the kinds of things you want. So perhaps you'd like to turn on the lights when you come home. No problem. The motion sensor will do that just fine. Maybe you'd like to know if your pipes are freezing, if it's temperature inside, you have a vacation cabin. The temperature inside your house is dropping fast.
You sound like a real country man. Oh. Are my pipes freezing?
You know that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a couple of things could do with that. You could have the temperature sensor that would keep an eye on it. You could have a Nest thermostat. You could turn it up when it needs to be. You could even have something that senses moisture in case a pipe bursts. All of this comes from the smart solution kits and the smart home security kits from Smart Things. Apps are available for iOS, for Android, even for Windows Phone. So you don't have to feel left out. SmartThings believes in supporting everything that's out there. Control and automate lights and small appliances wherever you are. Get instant alerts to prevent a small leak from causing a major flood. Stay connected to your family by getting notifications when people come and go. This is better than that clock in Harry Potter. Oh.
And you love that clock.
Your daughter came home. I love that clock. Your daughter's home. Start playing Hail to the Chief. Get notifications if someone you don't know tries to enter your home. Protect valuable items and secure areas that are off limits. With SmartThings, you can see what's happening in every room with all your connected devices. It's like having your home in the palm of your hand. And the really great things about SmartThings is that the possibilities are endless because it works with so many things, not just SmartThings, but others, things others make. To get started creating your smart home, visit smartthings.com/twit and get a kit.
smartthings.com/twit.
You'll save 10% off any home security or solution kit by entering the code TWIT10, TWIT10 at checkout. And for fans of TWIT, the solution kits start at just $170. Home security kits, $350. You get the hub and everything you need to turn your home into a smart home in just a few minutes. You also get free shipping in the U.S. smartthings.com/TWIT. Use the offer code TWIT10.
TWIT10.
To make your home smarter. I wish they had a thing for my head to make me smarter.
While you were talking...
You set it all up.
Well,
amazing.
I'm getting there. You know what? This is a Product Red.
Yeah.
It says so on the inside.
There you go. Unwittingly, you have donated to Product Red.
I didn't even do it on purpose, but I'm glad that I did.
I think that's the value of it, is it's raising awareness, but it's also raising an awful lot of money for a good cause. Red.org if you want to know more. And as you showed in the App Store, you can just donate cash.
That too.
They have a little button that you can donate cash.
Yeah, maybe you're like, screw apps.
Yeah.
F them. But I want to, you know.
What?
Sorry.
F them.
No, I meant
fudge. There's a lot you can
Christmas
do.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Also something that my mom should be making. Mom, please.
These apps save lives.
Please do that. Hey, so there is a ton of Apple and iPad related news this week. I thought that we would go over some of the headlines.
All righty.
Beats Music will indeed be bundled into iOS, possibly early next year. This is according to a report at the Financial Times. And this is, I think, comes as no surprise to anybody, really, when Apple bought not only Beats, the headphone line, but also the music subscription service. It wouldn't really make sense to have iTunes, then you've sort of got iTunes Radio, which is more of a streaming type of a service, and then you've also got Beats Radio, which is absolutely a streaming type of service, and we've shown it off on the show before. It doesn't really make sense to have two of those brands together, so Beats bundled into iTunes makes sense, but apparently the way that it will at least be different out of the gate is that it won't have a free tier.
Oh.
Annie, this
that's
is the
thing
to
that bothers Taylor Swift about Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much she doesn't mind that she hates this paid version. She doesn't want her album to be on the free version.
Yeah.
Maybe that's musicians responding.
The thing about streaming services, though, you know, the way that Spotify works, the way that Audio works, is they get you on the mobile access. I mean, who really wants a Spotify account if they can't listen when they're out and about? I don't know. That's what I do. I'm very rarely listening to stuff on RDO at my computer.
Right.
I'm usually... So I got to pay for the mobile version.
I think we understand the value of free in promotional terms and so forth, but a lot of the business world doesn't, and it chafes a little bit at the idea that you're giving something away. Whereas I think people who are, you know, kind of in the tech world, we understand that that's often how people discover new music, new software, new TV shows. And that people, I believe, people are really want to support this stuff. They want to support Taylor Swift. They'll buy her album. But you got to discover it somewhere. That's why radio has been so good for music for so long, is you can listen to the radio for free and hear great stuff.
Yeah.
Now, radio, and this is where this comes from, always paid the artists, even though they didn't charge the end user, the listener. They always paid royalties to the songwriter. They never paid performance royalties, however, but they always paid the songwriter royalties. And so I guess this is kind of a new way of doing things, but I still think it's great for any artist to be on Spotify free because, as you say, most people end up paying for it eventually.
Well, when it comes to Spotify, most people do not actually pay.
Well, people. Okay.
But I don't understand those people.
Well, I think they weren't going to pay anyway. They didn't want to spend
$10
a month.
Yeah, but they're so limited. It's like, okay, plug your headphones into your laptop. I mean, okay.
Maybe $10 a month, they can't afford it whatever.
No, I understand that.
So,
I just feel like the free version is so limiting. But I don't like Spotify anyway. I use RDO. But they're the same thing.
They have a free version on RDO, don't they?
Yeah, but you can't stream via mobile.
Right. I use
or listen to stuff offline.
I use Google Play All Access, and by the way, now I got YouTube Music Key. I can stream ad-free YouTube videos until the cows come home.
Are you doing that?
No. But my kids might be. You know what? I don't need a video.
You know, recently somebody shared, it was like we were like sharing like playlists that we like. Right. And he shared a playlist of music that he had created via YouTube.
Yeah, see, that's what...
And I was like, huh.
That's what this can
do. That's so strange. Why wouldn't you do that on some audio-based service?
Was this person a young person?
Younger than me. Yeah, but well, who isn't?
I think of the 22 and the 20-year-old and the 22-year-old. I feel like they watch a lot of YouTube, and it's mostly music videos.
Mm.
And like, you know, sitting in the dorm, they'll have YouTube running in the background and stuff like that. I think that's who this is aimed at, is getting those millennials into the music.
Well, scene. Yeah, like if you're hanging out on YouTube all the time, let's figure out how to give you something that you might also want.
It's an experiment. Yeah. And then, by the way, you get it.
I mean, just look at Vivo videos. People like music via YouTube.
And that's what most of these are, by the way, is Vivos. Not all, but most of them are Vivo.
Yeah.
But if you... And see, this is also... I think it sells YouTube's... I mean, Google's All Access. Because if you already are paying $10 a month for All Access, you get Music Key for free.
Exactly.
For me, it's just a nice value add.
Uh-huh.
I don't have YouTube on here. I'm trying to download it so I can show you.
You weirdo.
I know. What does that say about me?
That you're not a millennial.
Male. That's right.
That's okay.
This
is a show for old people.
I have it on my phone.
And young people.
If I'm going to watch YouTube, I'm going to Chromecast it to the computer. I guess I could AirPlay it to the
TV. That's what I do. Yeah. I AirPlay.
Yeah. I just don't have this iPad. I'm more of an... Okay, I'll admit it.
You know, you don't hear a whole lot about AirPlay. And I wonder, is it because we're all just doing it and it's like part of our lives and it doesn't need to be talked about? Or do people not use AirPlay?
Well, you have to have
one of the most beautiful... You have to have an Apple TV.
An Apple TV, that's
but
the problem.
Many of you do. I love AirPlay.
This is a YouTube music mix, and this is basically going to continue to play music unlimitedly. This is a Glenn Campbell.
Covers?
This is Glenn Campbell's most recent. Right. But this is a video. It's a music video. So it's
Glenn.
Well, you know, Glenn. He has Alzheimer's.
Oh, I did not know that.
And this is kind of his last song, and it's very touching and moving.
Oh man,
so
I'm
you're
cry.
Just a cynic.
He could still
sing. And so he and his family put this together as kind of a farewell, and it has clips from his...
Well, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's a beautiful song.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and it's very beautiful. Anyway, that's because I've watched that before, that's on this. And then if I go, I can go to the next song. But notice there's no pre-roll video.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be the same thing on your iPad. And I can go to the next song unlimitedly. And you can watch... You know, music videos. If I put this up on the big screen, if I AirPlayed it the big screen, I'd be able to. I get some weird stuff in my mix.
Well, you can't AirPlay from that device.
This is now Phil Collins' farewell tour.
Because
I only have old people.
Well, it's probably there's a farewell keyword or something in there, and that's why it's getting pulled.
No, it's based on stuff I've watched in the past. There's something about me. Here's Toto. Africa.
Oh, this is my favorite song.
Well, then you would want to see watch the video.
Like, this is like my favorite song, probably. Or one of them, anyway. Oh, it reminds me of being a kid. We had it on vinyl. It was a red album, and it had a little snake-type knife thing.
So apparently, this is my mix, but then you could also... They also have categories. They have other people's mixes. This is based on stuff I've watched before. Top pop music tracks, 500 tracks. That's another playlist. So I think this is kind of interesting, but I don't think it replaces any of the, you know, Spotify or RDO in your case, because mostly when you listen, you're listening. You're doing something else.
We're starting to get quite a few options for streaming music. They can't all survive. I always thought Apple would buy RDO. Apparently, that's not happening.
Well, they bought Beats.
Yeah.
So this is the question: is if you have Spotify or RDO or Rhapsody or Google Music or Amazon Music, are you going to change over to a new paid service just because Apple owns it? I wonder. Beats has not really.
It was
late to the game and doesn't have a lot of traction.
I mean, what do you really get out of it? Because the music licensing is roughly the same, although Apple may be able to secure certain licensing that the others don't. But you have albums that sort of like they're available, they're unavailable all the time, and they sort of like
that's the key.
Figure out licensing in a million different ways behind the scenes. But yeah, do you really want your whatever streaming service to be bundled inside of iTunes. Maybe. Maybe that makes perfect sense to you. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's so inconvenient to open up another app and listen to my music that way. I do like my streaming music, though, and I'm sorry, Taylor Swift. I know that we diverge in this regard. Have it all, you know?
Here's the I finally did get YouTube on my iPad. Try YouTube Mix. Launch a never-ending YouTube Mix.
Is that Gaga?
That looks like the lady.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, your music homepage. So if you have YouTube on your iPad, even if you don't pay for, I'm going to use my YouTube account. I'll continue as Leo Laporte. What's the alternative? Being somebody else?
You don't want notifications.
No, not on
this
one.
That's something you don't want.
You're ready to rock.
Okay.
So I now have a music tab on my iPad. And notice as soon as I hit that, the ads go away. And that's what's kind of interesting about this.
Hurry, boy, yeah. She's waiting there for
50
you.
Songs in this mix. I'm excited because...
What's that? Is that Olivia Newton-John?
I think this is a great song. And
let's get physical.
This is the weirdest video
I'm not
ever.
Even hearing it, but I know... Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't remember it being so...
that's,
so
that's not...
So... Let's, oh, no. Is that really the video?
This is the video.
I don't remember
now,
that.
Now, notice, by the way, AirPlay is available here, which is great. I can AirPlay this out. So that's the idea, right? Is you'll sit here and you'll be listening to the song. I don't, you know what? I don't know. And I don't know enough. I should probably try it and find out. I'm not sure if, boy, this is fun and full of old stuff. This what? Must be my old mix. Remember this one? Can you name this video? Do you not hear my audio? Are you missing out?
Yeah, we're not hearing anything.
Wow, let me turn it up.
That's because it's down all the way.
What I don't know is how good the audio quality. Traditionally on YouTube videos, the audio quality is not great, but I think that they've upgraded it on this, and so it doesn't sound as...
You guys, I'm back in the 80s today.
It is. This is my
80s
mix.
I'm in the 80s, and I'm not coming out. I'm staying there.
How about... Oh, yeah. Here's a fun one. This will bring back memories.
Well, this is more 70s.
Oh,
now.
Shut up. Look at this. Look at this. I bet you there's even some Kim Carnes on here. Huh? Here's a... This is... So you could see, actually, maybe this
She's
is kind
precocious.
Of fun. She's precocious. Maybe this is kind of fun.
MC Hammer.
Favorite rap artist.
What? But what are
he
we watching?
He was so street.
This isn't even a... Aww.
Can't touch this.
Eighth grade graduation. That's all we listen to.
I love the pants.
Oh,
I think
so
it's
good.
All about the pants.
Hammer time. Oh.
What is with these harem pants?
Well, Leo, this is like 1989, so I don't think they're really a thing anymore.
Hey, if you don't like the 80s, you don't like the music.
If you don't like the 80s, then I think that you reserve
it's
to
odd.
Make your own
decision. There are no ads, but for some reason, Taylor Swift is showing up in my David Bowie Let's Dance.
That's confusing. Hey, so let's move on.
Okay.
All right. Apple is going to start letting third-party products use Lightning. Its Lightning port. It's a proprietary Lightning port.
For a little fee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pay us a little.
But it's something that, you know, until now, let's say you had a, what's the really, really popular Mophie battery pack, right? The Mophie has to be bundled in with some USB cables.
No, they make a Lightning Mophie, don't they?
Not to charge it. You still would have to charge it using not the Lightning port, right?
But there's a Lightning port in the bottom of the Mophie that goes into your phone.
To your phone, but on its own, it can't be charged via Lightning cable.
Really?
Well,
it has to use the 30-pin?
Not
oh, no,
the 30
it doesn't.
Pin.
It uses USB. You're right.
Yeah.
It uses the
micro. And that's just kind of, you know, it's just, it's like a little, it's that's cumbersome, right?
Right. So now it will be able to lightning.
Going forward. It's not like your Mophie is magically
very strange.
Going to act any differently. Yeah, why does Apple drag its feet about this sort
of
thing?
Well, furthermore, if they can put a Lightning connector in the case, why can't they put a Lightning connector outside the case?
Because...
Apple said no.
Because Apple said no. But Apple's now saying yes.
Yes.
In 2015, anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, just a little something. If you're a third-party manufacturer, get busy. Mm-hmm. You can use a lightning cable to power your third-party device now. Also, Square has announced that it will start accepting Apple Pay starting next year.
Ah.
Now, that's kind of interesting.
How does that work?
I don't know, because right now, Square, as you can see, uses the dongle, right?
Right.
Red dongle, in fact. Project Red. But
Ah, they're going to make an EMV chip reader.
But that's not NFC.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. EMV is the Eurocard, MasterCard, Visa scheme that both Google Wallet and all tap-to-pay solutions use, including Apple Pay. It is a standard.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's your answer then.
Yeah. So it's you'll tap the dongle.
Yeah. Or it's because Square also has Square. What is it for merchants? It actually has a not just the dongle, but like if you walk into a coffee shop,
right.
Some of them have a Square register.
Right.
Duh. And that.
And that makes sense. I don't know. I wonder if you'll be able to use Apple Pay on your as just some guy tap this.
Well, you don't even really have to tap. You just have to.
You
be
can't
close.
Touch this. You don't have to anyway.
You can't touch this.
No.
I mean, you can.
You could.
But you don't have to.
But you
touch
don't have
this.
To.
Doesn't don't have to touch this.
Well. Don't have to touch this.
Not mandatory.
That's good. Yeah, not mandatory.
This is something that is, I don't know, I can't imagine really ever needing it, but if you go to iCloud.com.
Right? iCloud.com.
That is actually a way to access your stuff.
Yeah, and the iWork apps as well. They've got web-based versions of them. There.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know what you could not do until now?
What?
Is upload photos.
Oh, that's right.
Via the iCloud.com interface.
Now you can?
You can. JPEGs only. It still doesn't support movies. But it always seemed kind of weird to me. It's like, why would I access iCloud.com if it's not really, you know what, a fully functional place to manage photos. You want to upload them from there too. You could delete them. And
well, I think what Apple expected the workflow to be is you plug in your iPhone, the iPhoto launches, iPhoto downloads all of the photos, and then you could say put that on my cloud. Actually, would do it automatically if that were the setting.
Right.
So I think that's just imagined to be that way. You have to copy the computer to upload it anyway. Right? You can't. Can you upload to iCloud from your iPad directly? I don't think so.
Well, now you can.
Oh, that's from an iPad?
Well, it's just iCloud.com. I mean, you can access that via Safari or, you know, any browser. Come on, Leo.
I don't know. Can you?
Yes.
Does your Safari have access to your photo roll?
If you sign into iCloud.com, it can now. It's new. It's brand new.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
so I don't need a computer
down.
To do that.
You know what also has come to the iPad
what?
Is Dropbox Carousel, which is it's basically, you know, speaking of photos, it is Dropbox's version of your photo library in the cloud. I don't know that many people who use Carousel, to be honest with you. Yes, you can have
I have all my photos on Dropbox, but I've never used the Carousel.
Well, it is. That's weird. I'm in the app, and then it dumped me out into Safari. I don't really understand.
So now people are saying that there is an NFC on the EMV reader on the Square.
There is or is
there
not.
There has to be.
There isn't. Because I was confused because I talked about this last week on TN2. It's a different version that is not NFC capable.
So it has to have a chip card.
So basically... What Square is saying is if they're going to start accepting Apple Pay, then they're obviously working on two versions of their Square register.
You have to have NFC to do Apple Pay, don't you?
Yes. Okay. That's the protocol.
That was my question. All right. I'm assuming they're going to do that then. If they're announcing Apple Pay compatibility.
Mm-hmm. So I'm backing up my camera roll here in Dropbox Carousel.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know why you would need to do iCloud upload on your... iPad, because don't you just turn on iCloud, like photo upload anyway?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally. I mean, it's
not necessary.
Why is anyone going to iCloud.com? I don't know. It's just someone is.
You know why I go there?
Oh, boy.
When I lose an iPhone, I could go find my iPhone on my desktop.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I've ever gone there.
Oh, yikes. Now I'm syncing all this stuff, and now my computer's going crazy. Pause, Dropbox, syncing. That's the thing, though. I mean...
So the Carousel's only on a computer, right? You can't do it on an iPad.
No, it's an app.
I am so confused.
It's an app.
I'm just going to go
Dropbox
home
Carousel.
And let you do the show all by yourself.
Look, there's a picture of my cat, Sam.
There's the Carousel.
Look at him!
It's amazing.
He's so cute. Look at his little feet.
So I should, as somebody with all sorts of photos on Dropbox, literally 11,000 photos on Dropbox... This Carousel would be great.
11,000?
Yeah.
That's more than me. Yeah, I think Dropbox is... if you're not using it to back up photos and you've got the storage, it's certainly a nice option.
Yeah.
You've also got Flickr, which gives you a terabyte for free now. For many people, that's, you know, everything. There's
Facebook, there's Google Plus. I mean, do it on all of them.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you really...
I never want to lose a picture.
Well, I don't either.
But that probably is overkill.
But I also don't know how much I want them scattered all over the place. You know what I mean?
Well, it's true. When I have a butt picture, it takes a long time for me to get it off all those services.
That's, and then you're, you know, eventually you're going to end up pulling it up.
It's going to, I'm going to show it on the show, so keep watching.
It's going to be on PhotoStream.
At some point, you're going to, it's going to see it. Mm-hmm. And ain't no fast clicking Brian Burnett going to save me.
Nope. Butt pics. You know, every once in a while, well, you know what? We don't have to tell that story.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Let's just say that. It's gotten to the point now where I'm like, I just don't.
You don't want to take a picture of your butt anymore.
Well, I just don't pull up the photo roll in
it's
mixed company because
yeah.
you just.
You don't know what's going to be
just
there.
It's not a good idea.
Or whose butt?
Got to keep that stuff on lockdown. What else is. That's kind of the news for the week, really.
Okay.
As far as, you know, as far
I'm
as.
I'm downloading this carousel. I'm really excited. I want to see.
Are you?
Yeah, if I can see a carousel of my butt pictures.
Okay.
Gallery from Dropbox for all your photos and videos. So there you go. If iCloud doesn't do videos, don't worry, because Dropbox does.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true. Well, no, iCloud does. It will back up videos. You just can't upload a video
directly
using the iCloud.com URL interface.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand.
So, Leo.
I notice you. I notice. It's okay. You don't have to hide it.
What?
You're noticing my shoes. You like
well,
them,
now
don't you?
That you mention it, yeah, they are pretty sweet, huh? They are pretty snazzy and shiny.
I am so excited about this sponsor. So these shoes are from Jack Irwin, JACKERWIN.com/twit. And these, I got to tell you, the Jack Irwin shoes, I don't know, can't tell.
Those are so beautiful.
Well, let me just take them off and show you.
All right.
Actually, I don't have to because I have boxes of them. But why is this so low? These are. can you go? Okay, take the higher shot. Thank you. That was exhausting.
He almost folded over into
camera,
two.
That camera is for showing the shoes I'm wearing.
Yeah.
These are the shoes I'm going to wear. So let me tell you a little bit about Jack Irwin shoes. First of all, these are the kind of shoes you would be spending $800-$900 for in a shoe store, I promise you. All leather, even the soles are leather. They're made from the most beautiful leather in the world, from tanneries in Italy and France, century-old tanneries. And then they're assembled by artisans in Spain. You can
These
get
nice.
Oxfords. That's an Oxford you're holding there, mm-hmm. kind of a wingtip Oxford. I'm wearing my loafers. These are dress boots. Now, I want to ask you, what do you think about a guy who wears these?
Totally into it.
See, I asked Heather Hammond the same thing, and she said so. I feel a little funny, but I think this is the new thing.
Oh, yeah. Boots are very cool. Boots are very in for men and women. I'm not kidding.
All right. Well, these are mine.
I love them. I think they're rad.
I get to wear them after the ads are done. I'm not going to wear them until then. But I just think these are so beautiful. You could spend so much on these shoes, but at Jack Irwin, they are about a quarter of the cost that they would be at a fine men's store. And they're really nice. Now, I want to tell you a couple of things. First of all, you should remember that Jack Irwin's are cut a full size big. So if you've been buying shoes that are 10s, get a 9.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or maybe get a 10. But it's, you know what? It's free to
they
free
run
shipping,
big.
And then they'll ship it back. You can return it for free. So it's not a big deal. You can, and once you figure out the shoe size you like, you will never buy shoes anywhere else again. They're constantly updating these. So go and look. But buy, if you see something you like, buy it now. The holidays are coming. The parties are coming. You want to look sharp with a pair of Jack Irwin's. I didn't buy one. I bought three.
Those,
look at that. That's what I got.
Those are so nice.
Do you think that color, the darker color or the lighter color? I don't.
Either one. You want a black and a brown.
I should get both.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. Yeah. You know, what you can't see on the website is how well made these are. Trust us. These are beautifully made.
They're really nice. Made in España.
España?
At
from Italian and French leathers. No, all of them are. They're handmade by artisans.
They're beautiful.
By the greatest cobblers. You know, that's what they call them. Cobblers
in
the world. To get these shoes or any of their shoes at Jack Irwin, JACKERWIN.com/twit. It's a new approach to men's shoes. And I'm telling you, when you get them, by the way, they give you a lovely shoe bag for packing your shoes when you travel. You also get the insoles, some extra insoles, which is nice, so you can keep them fresh. I actually love these shoes.
Well, you know, I don't
this is something
wanna...
new for me. I know women who love shoes. I now understand.
Women don't only love shoes, but they love it when men have nice shoes.
You know, guys.
That's a thing. And I don't want to say that you don't have nice shoes before you kind of went Jack Irwin, but you didn't.
I don't.
No,
it
they
was
were,
embarrassing.
They were
guys,
loafer,
stop wearing
like...
the sneakers. Yeah. Stop wearing the silly big toe, wide toe.
It's time to grow up.
What kind of shoes are you wearing, Jason?
Shoes.
Yeah, see, no. He's wearing Nikes. Jason, Jack Irwin. Look at that.
Yeah, he's...
You're stylish.
Yeah, sure.
You're stylish. You should... Don't you think these are nice?
Act like it.
And I think this is really important. Guys, women do notice.
Oh, yeah. It's the first thing we notice.
Yeah.
That's how you know if somebody is a hipster or homeless. Their shoes.
Hipster or homeless.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
JackIrwin.com/twitter.
In San Francisco, anyway.
Look at the shoes.
It can be very hard to tell.
No, I think that's serious.
You look at the shoes.
You know what Mary Jo Foley told me is that Steve Ballmer remembers the shoes you wear. And she said it's a salesman's trick. Mm. That's how he remembers people is by the shoes they wear. He's noticing. People notice. My dad always said, always have a shined pair of shoes when you go to a big meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shine sneakers. JackIrwin.com/twit. Aren't these beautiful?
I love them. Absolutely love them.
I am never giving these up.
Hey, so last week we were talking about our home screens and how we organize apps and that everybody, you know, there's no right way to do it. It's all about how
it's very personal.
And it's a personal decision. And I said, hey, if you have a home screen or two, you can send it to us. We've got quite a few of them. Thought we'd highlight one from Jason, who lives in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, look at that. First of all, he's got Pac-Man running around.
Brian, this is his iPhone. So
I love that,
though. Continue on to one of his other screenshots there. There you go. Okay,
ooh.
So this is the iPad. Now, I thought this was kind of interesting because he clearly uses Evernote. It's front and center. Well, it's not front and center. It's number one, right? Followed by Things, which we have talked about
on
the show.
Great to-do list. He's very productivity-oriented.
Now, he also does the thing where he uses emojis rather than titles for his folders, which is, that's just kind of a personal interest. Now, I don't exactly know. He knows what a lot of this stuff means. Yeah, like it's like the Facebook app, for example, and the Messages app and the Contacts app. And then he uses the emoji for, like, contacts, basically. Then he's got a book emoji. Then he's got his camera emoji for his photography apps, which I think is pretty clever. A pencil emoji for stuff for writing. This is one extremely organized person. He also likes a game called Hearthstone that I don't know.
Oh, awesome.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a card game.
Oh, it's a card game?
I've showed it. I don't think I made it a pick, but I have showed it. It's a great game.
I just think it's fascinating to look at other people's home screens. Just me. You feel it's like you just get to know them. It's like looking in their bathroom vanity, you know? What do you got in
there?
Do
you do that? Are you one of those house guests who goes into the bathroom and then opens the things and...
Nobody invites me anywhere, so no.
I'm going to think about this now because
I don't know. I don't
We are
do
having
that.
You over to the house.
I don't do that. If I needed like dental floss or something, maybe I would open up the thing, but no.
Oh, hi, Leo. Oh, I was just looking for some dental floss.
My spinach gets stuck in my teeth. Sometimes I do that. I do. I'm sorry. You know, I'm trying
to
make
Leo.
It better for you.
Oh, don't. I'm not looking at your medications. I just was looking for some dental floss.
And while we're here... This is an interesting medication that you have.
Yeah, what
Will
is
you
this?
Tell me more about it.
What is this fungal cream
okay.
you're using?
Okay. Yeah, see that? See, I don't want to see that, and that's why I don't go digging into people's bathroom drawers. Because I don't want to know. You don't want to. No, but we don't need to know that about
hey,
each
this
other.
This is fun. I'm looking at Carousel. Look at this.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, well, here's my Blue Apron, all my Blue Apron stuff. Let's see. I'm still getting the tutorial, I think.
Somebody in chat, Tyrell, says, then there's the guest that steals toilet paper. That's
what?
Not a thing.
That isn't a thing, I hope.
I mean...
So this is nice. Look at that. This is...
Oh, yeah.
This is a great way to look at pictures. I like it. So that's... Anyway. It took me a little while to get that set up.
It is like a carousel.
I'm going to save that because I'm actually going to talk about Blue Apron. So.
Yeah, we both are. Because we're hungry.
Hungry!
We also got a this is speaking of folders and organizing things. If you feel like, you know, I'd love to organize my apps a little bit better and put everything in folders, but it's just
by the way,
it's
by
really
toilet paper,
consuming.
You meant OxyContin.
Oh, is that what we call it now?
That's what we call it. That's what the kids call it.
Do people really steal toilet paper from each other? Please don't.
Don't mind me. I'm just stealing some toilet paper from your OxyContin drawer.
But even if you're really just stealing toilet paper.
That's weird. Where are you going to put it? In your pocket?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Wear a big hat so you could put it in your hat?
It just, you need to buy your own toilet paper. I know times are tough, but let's not steal toilet paper from each other. Go down to the McDonald's a big kid.
Yeah, take it from McDonald's like everybody else.
Yeah. Nobody does that either.
Because it's
probably
rough.
Somebody does.
That's why they have rough toilet paper there. Because you wouldn't want to steal it.
Is that a thing that people know about McDonald's? Because I don't ever go there. That they have rough TP? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Okay, let's move on to the duh tip. This is actually coming from CompuPain. That was how the email
His
was signed.
His name is CompuPain?
Well, it's a company that somebody works for, but I couldn't figure out your name. So I'm going to call you CompuPain LLC. CompuPain says, if you're trying to organize several apps across several home screens into a single folder, temporarily put that folder into your dock so that you can collect apps in the folder without having to drag them across several screens.
I do the same thing.
This is actually a really good tip if you haven't done it before. Okay, so let's...
You have to keep a spot free in your dock
to do this.
That's
right. So let's get Safari out of there. Yeah. And now let's say, okay, I've got a folder here called Eats, right? I don't know why I called it Eats because it's mostly restaurant stuff. But let's say I want to add more food-based stuff into my Eats folder. If it's on the home page, then you're going to be scrolling, and then always scrolling back. But if it's in the dock, and I find my kitchen app. Recipe book.
Put that in there.
There you go. Well, that was easy.
And you just, this is such a great way to do it.
Pepper plate. There we go. That's easier.
Such a good idea.
Yeah, and then when you're done with it.
You take it out of the dock.
Exactly. It's easy. And then you put it wherever you want to put it. Where did my freaking... You guys saw me download that kitchen app. Anyway, so if I say, all right, well, Eats is very important to me.
Smart.
Then you decide to move it wherever. And of course, I could have just hit the home button and moved it that way. Instacart.
You're still new to this idea. It's okay.
Well, it's just... It's something that it's good to remind yourself. Mm-hmm. That is a little trick that makes organizing into folders and out of folders...
so easy.
It's just...
It's a great tip.
Because it's very cumbersome otherwise, let's be honest. It's not fun to organize folders unless you're really diligent about it.
I do it in iTunes on my desktop because then you can mouse, but it's still hard.
Uh-huh.
Still hard. I think this is probably the best way to do it.
We got an email from Scott, who's got a bone to pick with iOS 8.1, and Scott, I feel your pain. Scott says, since Apple implemented the new keyboard feature in iOS 8, I've really been frustrated. I enjoy using Swipe. That's one of the third-party keyboards.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And marvel at how easy it is to type, even if the autocorrect can be a little frustrating. But what I can't understand is how Apple will release something that seems so half-baked. Yeah. Number one, shortcuts don't work with an installed keyboard. That's annoying. Number two, iOS will sometimes forget that I have other keyboards loaded. I noticed that with iOS 8. I haven't really noticed that lately.
They fixed that.
Yeah, well...
They have fixed a lot of third-party keyboard stuff in the newest iOS, the 8.1.
That's definitely true. Yeah. It's still kind of cumbersome, though. He says, messages will freeze when I'm loading a keyboard, if I'm in the Messages app. And then the keyboards don't always render correctly on the screen. Yep. Sometimes he says, swipe will display half the keyboard as capital letters and the other half is lowercase. Have either of you experienced these problems on either your iPad or iPhone?
Yes.
And if so, what are some fixes?
All of the above. There are no fixes. You have to wait till Apple fixes it or Swipe fixes it. I think the reason that it exists is because it's an interaction between Apple and Swipe. And so I think Swipe says, well, Apple has to fix it. And,
mm-hmm.
and Apple may even say, maybe Swipe has to fix it. But I think it's most, the fact that 8.1 fixed a lot of this tells me that it's Apple. This is a very new feature in iOS. This is the first time we've had third-party keyboards. So both parties are kind of getting it right.
But, you know, it's not just the third-party keyboard and Apple that are talking to each other. Remember last week, I think it was last week, I was complaining that I was sending out tweets via Tweetbot that were empty.
Right.
It was like stripping out whatever I was tweeting, which is embarrassing.
For all we know, that's an interaction with a third-party keyboard.
Well, that's what I got a tip from somebody who said, were you using SwiftKey while you were typing? And I thought, I think I was, actually. So SwiftKey and Tweetbot, they've got problems.
Right.
So that's like, we're, you know.
This always happens when
the animals are running the asylum.
When there's major changes to an operating system, this always happens, and you can expect it. It's one of the reasons, you know, we probably should have said, and I often do say, don't update your operating system right away. Wait until there's an update. And in fact, Alex Lindsay, I think this is the right answer, says wait till there's an update to the update. So don't install iOS 8. Don't install iOS 8.1. Install iOS 8.1.1. Mm. Now it's okay to upgrade because there's an iterative process of fixing bugs, introducing new ones, fixing them, and it gets better.
It also requires quite a bit of self-control.
It is, because I want the latest. Apple gives it away.
There's an update on my iPad.
Remind you again and again. Yeah, so it's like, it's hard not to, I understand.
Because you want the cool stuff. You want to play around with it.
Same thing, and I should point out, this is not unique to Apple. The same thing's happening on the Android side with the newest version of Android 5.0, Lollipop. Same exact kinds of complaints, different problems, but the same exact kind of howls of pain from the Android folks in the last week because of people installing Lollipop and saying, oh, it's slow, it doesn't work, here's a broken feature here. And this is just what happens when you have big OS updates. It's par for the course.
Got a question from John, who says, the promise of an iPad Air 2 with Apple, with the Apple SIM card, was that you could move between AT&T and Sprint and T-Mobile, not Verizon, on a regular basis with no long-term contract, right? He was excited about that. However, AT&T decided to lock up the card, so you have to get a new Apple SIM card if you want to change carriers after all. He says he talked to an Apple Genius Bar person, and who was apparently unaware of any capability to buy a new Apple SIM card to replace a locked one. John says, what is the story? Now, that is, I do remember hearing about that. So it was Apple SIM card, which is in the new iPad.
You'll have one in there.
Yeah, which allows you to basically roam free. Well, not roam freely, but
that iPad, move. That new iPad, has not yet been programmed to work with any carrier.
Correct.
So you can now say, I want to use T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. I want to use AT&T. Mm-hmm. I think Verizon didn't go along with the strategy, but if you're in England, you could say I want to use EE or or three. But in general, like if you did it with T-Mobile, then next month you could say, yeah, I don't want to do T-Mobile anymore. I'm in England now. Let's use three. Mm-hmm. But Apple, AT&T, when they activate it, and Apple does tell you this is going to happen. It warns you when you do it. You'll see when you sign up for AT&T, because I presume you're going to.
Yep.
Because you have unlimited data still.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. Grandfathered in. Mm-hmm.
But it'll say, now, got to warn you, this SIM now can only be used with AT&T. The good news is you can go to an Apple store, and they'll give you a new unprogrammed SIM, and that you can keep the old AT&T SIM.
Right.
And then you can use that unprogrammed SIM as you travel and put the old SIM back.
But what John is saying is...
they charge you.
Not just that they charge you, is that AT&T says, just kidding, no, we're locking it. If you're using AT&T, which would be the case.
Yeah, they're
with
locking
me.
The SIM.
Right.
They can't lock the hardware.
No, but they're locking the SIM so that basically it's...
we've said that. That's what I just said.
But
then you take the SIM out. Go to Apple, get a new SIM.
But that's the reason I'm saying that is that the whole point is that you're not supposed to have to do that, but AT&T is making you do that anyway.
Yeah, from day one they made you do that. Apple even warns you when you do it. You'll see. This SIM is now only usable with AT&T.
But I'm frustrated about that.
That's not new. We've known that.
Yeah. But John is like, well, what's the deal, man?
Well, AT&T can do that. Apparently Apple doesn't stop them from doing it.
No, they don't.
I was amazed that Apple could even had the temerity, the chutzpah, the cojones to even try this. Because, of course, carriers want to lock you in.
But it's just, you'd think that Apple would have thought this through and been like, AT&T is never going to go for this, so we're not even going to make a big deal out of it. But they did.
Well, because you can go back to the Apple store and get a different SIM. And so the capability is always there. Mm. It's just that once you get, and I presume other carriers may end up doing this, once you make that SIM be an AT&T SIM, it can't go backwards, can't go the other direction.
Yeah.
So you just, but all you have to do is take it out. It's not so hard.
Right.
Put it in a drawer, go to England, use the 3 SIM.
So it's just basically, it's like how it was before.
With the
Nothing's changed.
No, only with AT&T. If you did T-Mobile, you could go back and forth.
All right. Well, okay, fine. So you've got an Apple SIM that works really well with Sprint or T-Mobile. And not Verizon and not AT&T.
It works fine with AT&T. It's just that it will now be only AT&T once you use it.
But
you're going to do that, right?
But that defeats the purpose.
No, because you still have an advantage because you could still get another SIM.
and put it in there.
Yeah.
And so you still have that flexibility. If you had bought it from AT&T, then the SIM, the whole thing's locked.
Not necessarily. I mean, I was able to unlock. I was able to unlock my Verizon phone.
Right.
So that I could swap out SIMs when I went international. Just they don't do it automatically, but
you have to call them and they'll tell you.
They'll go, okay.
Yeah. AT&T will do that too. If you've paid for the device,
right.
If you've had it for 6 months or more, there's some rules.
So this is a very lackluster feature, okay? Can we just agree with that? That it's not as cool as
it sounds? But whose fault is that? Not Apple's.
No, but I'm still mad.
It could have been cool, except for AT&T.
This is actually a really fun email I wanted to read really quickly just because we get weird emails sometimes. This is from Shalo, who lives in Long Island, New York. Hey, Sarah and Leo.
Shalo?
Shalo.
Oh.
Like J-Lo, but with an S-H. Really cool. There was an episode that I think was on during the summer that was incredibly funny during the APCAP Awards. I can't remember what episode it was, but I'm searching for it, and I can't find it, and I would love to watch it again. If you know which one it was, please let me know.
All of them.
Thanks, and love the show.
All of them.
All of them, Shay,
is what kind of hat we were wearing.
Yeah.
Because those are not always unique, but pretty unique.
That could be a way to lock it down.
Was I wearing a fez?
No, see, Shalo says that the episode was enjoyable because it was funny. So maybe you also remember what the apps were.
Yeah.
Because then you could just go to twitch.tv/IPT and search for the app.
Yeah.
Or you search for the web even.
We generally don't do repeat app caps.
No.
So that would be another way.
I don't think we ever have, unless something was extremely redone.
All the episodes are funny. This is a comedy show.
It is a comedy show. And we're
comedy of errors.
Sure, yeah.
It's a comedy show.
I mean, they're laughing at us, not with us.
That's okay.
But that's okay. I mean, dignity is for the weak, right? Hey, so we love hearing from all of you, whether you have funny emails, question emails, you want to send us a video, you want to leave us a voicemail. You've got lots of options. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail message at 757-504-iPad. 757-504-4723. You can send us a video, upload it somewhere, send us the link. I don't know. Go nuts. We just love hearing from you. We love your ideas. We love your questions. Thanks to all of you for making the show so much fun to do. All right, I'm done.
Did you know that when you were a trainee at the finest cooking schools in France?
Oh, I remember those days.
You wear a blue apron. That is your sign that you are learning how to cook.
Oh, really?
It is also the name of our newest sponsor, BlueApron.com.
I'm so excited about this.
You've been doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to open a box and show people what's in the box. There are no boxes left because everybody has taken their Blue Apron home.
Mm-hmm.
Jason made the hake last night. He said it was fabulous. Right? Yeah, two thumbs up. Here was the Blue Apron that we got. Now, by the way, the never repeat recipes, so you're going to get a different recipe every time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sad because I love this, the congee and caramelized pork with crispy shallots and black garlic. Look on my screen here, because this is the box that it came in. So I have pictures of a box anyway that you can see our box. I also, in the same box, got pan-seared salmon. And so this is what you get, all the ingredients, everything you need. Including salt and pepper. Everything you need to cook that meal. Chicken knickknacks.
Not only parsley. In a box, but it's lined so well.
And it's refrigerated.
Got, and it's got ice in there, too. Yep. So, I mean...
Just the right amount of parsley. No wastage.
I love that.
Not too much, not too little.
Because you get a bunch at the store, you get too much. And
by the way, see how fresh looking that is?
Yeah.
That's because they get it from local farms. And they ship it right to your door. So it's always fresh. It's always delicious. Look at, there's the baby candy striped beeps.
So the idea, of course, is that, you know, we don't always just want to, you know, order in. You like the idea of cooking.
I want to cook.
But some of us just need a little helping hand. Like, give me the ingredients.
Who has time to shop? Come on.
Shopping is annoying.
Fingerling potatoes.
And what I've found with, because I've had two Blue Apron boxes now that I've taken home, you know, there's three meals each inside the boxes.
Yep.
And one of the dishes that I made was this chicken breast dish. And it was like, there was diced parsnips and sunchokes.
Mm.
I have never bought a sunchoke before because I didn't know how to... It looks almost like ginger. But you can just cut it up and throw it in there and roast. And so I felt like not only did I make a really good meal, and, you know, I live alone, so I made, you know, I made myself lots of leftovers for the next day, which were very good. But I also cooked stuff that I just never would have bought. I just never would have roasted the root vegetables that I roasted, and they were so good, and so I felt like really accomplished.
I love that.
Yeah, that was the best part of it for me, because I like cooking, but I tend to just make the same things over and over, so it really helped me get outside my comfort zone, but I didn't have to make any decisions. I literally just followed the instructions, and then it was like, I felt like I would have really impressed somebody if they came over and I made them that meal.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's great for a romantic dinner.
Or friendly. You know, platonic.
Or romantic.
Everybody got to eat.
Makes me feel romantic.
Yeah.
When somebody cooks for you, doesn't that kind of give you a little warm feeling like they cooked for me? And when you look at, you cook one of these meals. And by the way, you'll be able to cook it again because you get these, the recipe cards are coated stock. Mm. They're really great. I mean, you keep them forever. So you've got the recipe. This one came from the winner of Top Chef. So it's, these are spectacular recipes. This is from Mei Lin. She's a sous chef at West Hollywood's Ink Restaurant. And it was, I've never even had congee. It was incredible. So $9.99 per person per meal. The meals are healthy, fresh ingredients, 500 to 700 calories a serving. They're delicious though. You feel good eating them. And you never have to go to the store. You've got everything you need. If you talk to Blue Apron, they'll work around your schedule for deliveries. They'll work around your dietary preferences. It's about half an hour to cook any of these meals. Shipping is always free. The menu always features new recipes. They'll never send you the same meal twice. And we've got two meals waiting for you for free. Meals like lamb merguez sausage and butternut squash soup.
Hey.
I feel like this is nurturing. Mm-hmm. This is like a box of nurture arriving at your door.
Mm-hmm.
Get this one. Oh, roasted heirloom carrot salad. This is for the vegetarians.
Yeah.
With candied almonds, fresh figs, and ricotta salata.
Sounds wonderful.
People will say, did you study at Cordon Bleu? You are a master chef. Nope. You don't have to tell them, master chef. It's Blue Apron.
Well, okay.
.com/twit for your two free meals.
I was
going
to do this like really cool reveal, but Brian ruined it.
Brian is not good at that. He's a secret buster.
This is kind of fun though because
you know what it is.
What?
Thanksgiving.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. We also are talking about food a bit, as we tend to do, because what's more fun than that? And also, this is the part of the show where Leo and I each pick an app that we really like. We call them the App Cap Awards, and we wear hats while doing it, and we go like, App Cap Awards, woo!
And this, by the way, the difference between involved and committed.
That's exactly right.
She is involved in Thanksgiving dinner. I'm committed.
No, I'm cooking you, so I'm committed.
No, you're not. You could step away. I'm done.
I'm buttering you and putting you in the oven.
Okay, baby.
Remember that episode of Seinfeld?
Is that what you call it?
When he got all crispy? Anyway,
there's nothing better than the smell of a delicious meal cooking, by the way. That's part of the romance.
It's true.
You come in the door, and your lovely lady is wearing a blue apron, and you smell something fantastic.
Or your lovely man.
And there's candles on the table. Yeah, guys, if you want to win a
rose woman, petals
best,
leading
take
to
it
the
from me,
tub.
The ladies' man. If you want to win a woman over, that is,
you know,
wear
what,
this hat.
You know what else works?
What?
Leaving the skin on your chicken.
Definitely.
It smells so much better than
crispy
skinless.
Crispy and delicious.
It's just something the Blue Apron taught me. Okay, but the reason that I'm so excited about my app cap is because it's the cheeseburger app cap.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this isn't actually really about food. You know, the cheeseburger network.
Oh, this is about Ben Huh.
This is Icann has cheeseburger. But did you know that they now actually have an iPad app?
It just released it. Brand freaking new. Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. It also it refuses to be display in anything but portrait mode, so whatever. But this is what I've done is the reason that I'm seeing the featured cheeseburgers that I am seeing. For example, tax to the feet. So I like that.
I laugh at these and then I'm mad at myself for laughing
because you feel silly.
I feel dumb.
Well, but this is
but
like
it's good. It Ben's goal with the company Icann has cheeseburger was to make everybody a comedian. Everybody, what does that say?
It's a Craigslist ad. Got drunk last weekend. Either stole a cat or it followed me home.
Oh, it's a real ad? A real Craigslist?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, it comes from Failblog. So what?
Which when you Ben first, also owns.
Yeah, when you first sign up for cheeseburger, it'll say things like, what are you interested in? Do you like funny animal stuff? Do you like fails? Do you like geek humor? You know, I said yes to all.
These are all meme kind of things.
It's right? Meme stuff, yeah.
The you can beat me up, but my dad will sue starter kit. I like that.
This stuff is good.
Funny.
This is literally, oh, look, a sloth hanging out all day. I didn't even know it was going to say that.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that little buddy.
Hey, a sloth? That's a real... What is that?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a tree sloth?
Yeah, look at his little... It's sloth stuff.
It looks stuffed.
Well, maybe it is. Hard to say.
Kitties. Lots of kitties. You would like this app. It's a cat app.
This is Wait nothing... She's an orphan. The pain she went through as a child must be unimaginable. Mm. Actually, I think I can imagine that pretty well. Thanks, Hawk Girl.
Oh, dear.
I don't understand that joke.
Because he's an orphan. You know, his parents were killed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why he became Batman.
Some of the geek humor is lost on me every once in a while. And then sometimes you just have, like...
Bubbles.
A little cute...
That can't be... That's
got to... Hip-hop. Anyway, this is an absolute time waster. You will not become any smarter for downloading the Cheeseburger app. However, you will know a little bit about albino raven busting a moving. They meant busting a move. I'm going to go ahead and say yes on that. Albino raven.
Oh, you get to vote.
No, you can also remix this, meaning I can add my own cheeseburger text.
This is the other thing is that this is the whole ethos of cheeseburger is that you can modify and remix.
Yeah.
And it's a, so the Ben always says, he says, I want to make people great humorists. Let's get it started. I love it. Let's get it started.
No, you're not saying it right.
Here.
No, that's no, that's different.
That's not the one you're thinking of?
No, I'm doing MC Hammer. Let's get it started. Oh. You don't know that song. That's before your time.
I'm thinking of Black Eyed Peas.
No, that's Let's Get It Started in here.
Let's get it started.
And that's actually the PG version.
I know, because I have the original.
All right. So, would you like to add certain hashtags to help your content be found? For example, animals. Yeah, sure. And then, of course, you could send it somewhere.
Now, so that suggests good ones.
Yeah. Now, I'm not super proud of this, so I'm probably not going to share it Twitter or Facebook or Tumblr, but I could. Or I could just publish it to the network, and then it becomes one of the many... one of the many cheeseburger featured things that you can look at. I also, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
That's you.
I made this.
That's you.
Years ago.
What does it say?
Pipe down, iPad lady. Busy watching Meerkat because the cat sees itself in the reflection. I made this years ago.
That's so long ago because that's from the old cottage.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool, actually.
Your old
I had forgotten that I made this.
Cheeseburgers are there.
Yeah, because I signed up through Facebook and it understands that I'm the same Sarah Lane.
It's cropped, though.
I know.
That's not good.
Well.
Oh, there it is.
There you go. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's,
I think the people who make these also think they're really funny.
You don't like them. You know what? I don't care.
Guy.
You can create something from scratch, by the way. So you can go ahead and be like, let's go.
Ben is very good at werewolf.
Yeah. You could take this. It says your phone, but it'll take from your camera roll. So if I wanted to upload something, from my iPad camera roll or a variety of images that already exist type thing, like top 50 images. Little Bob. Yeah, let's do a little something here. Go ahead and select. Then I can add stickers or doodle or text or make my own little cheeseburger type of humor thing. I love it. It's a free app.
Made for you.
Like
ad
I said,
supported.
It's not going to win you a Pulitzer Prize if you hang out there all day. But you know what? The holidays are tough, and I want you to be as happy as possible. So I think that you should have this app.
Cheese spelled C-H-E-E-Z.
Z.
Burger. Z-Z. And it's from, who is it? The name of the company that made it is...
Cheeseburger Network.
Pet Holdings Incorporated.
Oh, but it's
it is the company, the Ben's company, Ben Ha's company is ICANN has cheeseburger.
It's good times, man. Good times.
Nothing like it.
What's your app cap today, Leo?
The scariest game you'll never play.
Okay.
There's a sequel, actually. I was gonna talk about it some weeks ago and I got a little distracted and in the meantime, they came out with a sequel to Five Nights at Freddy. A warning, there are flashing lights at this. The idea is you are a security guard, overnight security guard, at a place that's kind of like Chuck E. Cheese, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Except that the animals have become evil. You have some limited resources. You've taken this job here at the Vintage Pizzeria Given New Life. Come be a part of the new face of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza
What could go wrong? It pays a whopping $100.50 a week. You got 5 nights. If you could survive all 5 nights, you've won the game, and then they give you more nights. The idea is we are in the office. Oh, the phone's going to ring. We can answer it. I got a flashlight, but I have limited battery.
Hello?
I can look around. I've got security cams.
At the new and improved,
and you want to keep your eye peeled.
For
characters on the move,
what?
Because they're coming to get you. Now, if you wind up the music box, it attracts the characters. But if they get to you before you notice, they'll kill you and they'll eat you alive.
Oh.
So the idea is, now this seems like a very rudimentary game, and it is, this by the way is a defensive mask that you can also put on. But, oh, did you hear that?
They even let them walk around during the day.
We've got to look around. This is a very scary game because at some point, a stuffed animal, they don't eat you. They stuff you in their costume.
Okay.
Trust me.
I'm trying to understand.
It's a scary game.
Okay.
I don't wind up the music box.
It's funny how you're trying to explain it, but you're also trying to understand it at the same time.
I'm trying not to get killed, frankly.
And then that guy's talking.
Well, he's
and there's a birthday
there's
party.
Useful stuff in there. So you can use your flashlight to look around.
But when do they eat you alive?
Well, they're coming. They're coming. It takes a little while. I can't. See, it's 1 a.m. If I can get till 5 a.m., I'm okay. I'm cool.
Oh, I see. You're just
but
trying to
But my battery's going to wear down, and then there's going to be another night, and another night, and another night, and your battery starts to wear down.
I don't like the idea of permanent nights.
This is a scary beep game.
Okay.
Trust me.
Is it? Okay.
And it's... I think it's $2.99. This is the sequel, which is even scarier.
Why don't you turn the audio down?
You don't like that guy talking?
You guys are competing with each other.
He talks the whole
freaking
time.
Making me feel
no, but there's clues
insane.
In there. Okay, I'm just telling you.
All right.
There's clues in there.
Yeah. He's talking to you.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the movie Saw or something.
Yeah.
You're like, how do I get out of here?
It's exactly.
Dark and I'm stuck.
It's for anybody who likes Saw. You would like this.
Yeah. Great.
But you aren't here. During the day.
Ooh. All surveillance video.
So
you
this
have
is the
night
this is
watch.
The ad for it. And actually, probably, you're right, Brian, to show the ad is probably... See, they're coming. You see that?
They don't look very scary.
They are when they put you in their costumes and you suffocate.
So it's called Five Nights at Freddy's.
You're supposed to survive 5 nights.
Okay.
That actually, I'm glad you showed that because... It really gives you... The other thing you could do is you could go to twitch.tv and watch people play it. It's funny.
Do you ever just look at us and think, what's happened? What is this?
It's Thanksgiving. This is our festive...
I had a moment.
These are our festive Thanksgiving
costumes. I'm just so happy that we can do this.
You're involved. I'm committed.
I'm stuffing you into an oven later. I'm committed. So thanks, everybody, for watching this super fun and tasty, smelling good, skin left on episode of iPad Today. It's been really fun having you. Remember, you can watch live. We shoot the show on Mondays right after Triangulation and before This Week in Enterprise Tech at about 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can watch or listen on demand at your leisure. Go to twit.tv/IPT where you can find us in any podcast apparatus of any kind until next week. And by the way, for anybody who wants double dose of iPad Today, well, no, I don't think we're actually going to be shooting it live. We are shooting an extra episode next week after our regular episode,
the naked edition. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah, we won't be streaming it, but we will be nude, so enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Or the idea of it anyway. All right, see you next week on iPad Today.